Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 7th verse. Mugasya balye kaishore, pirato jati vinshati, jiraya grasa dehasya, yatya kalpasya vinshati, mugasya balye. Translation. In tender childhood age, when everyone is bewildered, he passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, being engaged in sporting and playful things, another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when a person becomes invalid and he is unable to execute even material activities, he passes another 20 years wastefully.
মুগ্ধস্য বাল্যে কৈশোরে ক্রীড়তো জাতি বিংশতি জরায়াগ্রস্ত দেহস্য জাতি অকল্পস্য বিংশতি। তো 50 ইয়ার্স আউট অফ 100 ইয়ার্স 50 ইয়ার্স রেস্টেড বাই স্লিপিং এন্ড দেন balance 50 years, 20 years in childhood and youthhood, sporting, playing, another 20 years in old age. Jarayagrastha, Janmamrityu, Jarabhyadhi, these are inevitable, as birth is inevitable, death is inevitable, similarly, old age is inevitable. So in this way, our time is wasted. Because we do not know how valuable this human form of life is. There is no such education. They think human life is as cheap as dog's life, but factually it is not. Bahunam janmanam. One gets this human form of life, 8,400,000 species of life, especially advanced life, the Aryan civilization. Aryan means advanced. Advanced in spiritual knowledge. The materialistic claim Aryan only from the bodily construction. But that is not the fact. Any man is advanced in spiritual life. They are called aliens. Not to disturb. Arjuna was surprised by Krishna that you are talking like non-alien, not the wisdom. So non-alien and alien, what is the difference? The alien civilization means this varnasrama, four varnas, four ashrams. And non-alien means there is no division. Everyone is one or equal. That is advocated now, at the present moment. In India also, they think of caste-less society. No caste. But it is not caste. It is division of culture. Brahmana means advanced in culture. Kshatriya means less advanced than the Brahmana. And Vaishya means less advanced. And Shudra is less advanced. And the Panchamas, fifth grade, Kirakahu Nanga Pulinda Pukkasa Vira Sambha, Jamana Pasadaya, they are less. In this way, high grade and low grade division of the society, one who follows the high grade culture, they are called aliens. All. In many places, in basic literature, the superior person is addressed as Arya. So, without being culturally advanced, they do not know the value of life, the Western life. The advanced persons, they try to reduce waste of time. We have already discussed that the Goswamis, they were ministers, they came to Vrindavan not for begging but for advancing the spiritual culture of life. Vrindavan is not meant for making a solution of the economic condition. One who has nothing to eat outside, they should come and beg chapati and roti from door to door. The Rupa Goswami did it, Madhupuri. Rupa Goswami used to beg. Not beg, collecting 20 chapatis, and only one or two, that's all. Not to collect the chapatis and sell it in the market and get some money and purchase bhili. This is not the Buddha. And just to have a loin cloth imitating the Buddha. And having so many illicit connections. This is fine. Rupa Goswami can, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to re-establish this land of Vrindavan. And they were engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya for preaching what? Whatever we are preaching now, it is based on the principles laid down by the Buddha. Narasimhadas Thakur has come. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Paibe Akuti Kabe Hama Buddha Vase Jugalati. The loving affair of Radha and Krishna. That is not ordinary. This material thing, as we conceive. Generally, people are very much interested in painting picture of Radha Krishna's love. These pictures are very popular because they think Krishna is like us. He is after young girls. So, he is a great support for us. We are also after young girls. So Krishna has done, so we are doing that. So, Krishna appears different. Now from last time we said, Rupa-raghunatha-pade haiveya-suti kame-hama-vidhava-se-jugalabhu. It is not so easy to understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. It is meant for the most advanced spiritually, that is, not ordinary thing. Not only loving affairs of Krishna and Radha and me, but everything. They are not material. They are all spiritual. There is nothing to do. So how it is spiritual that we have to understand through the teaching of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of the Book. Without reading all this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhagavad Gita, if you jump over Srimad Bhagavatam to understand Radha Krishna, that is not good. And therefore it is not effective. Nana sastra vichara nainka nipuno tad dharma samasthapako lokana antikapadino bande rupa sanasana yagadigo Sri Guru. Goswami will find in the Nectar of the Goswami so many Vedic literatures are quoted. So that is required. Sastra Vidhi, then really Shiksha. Vidhi Bhakti is very important. Then Radha Bhakti, then Prema Bhakti. So, we should not imitate Prema Bhakti without going through Vidhi Bhakti. This is Vidhi Bhakti. Just as we rise early in the morning, perform Mangala Arati, all regulative principles, then fast the temple, the chest, and the dress, the dishes, then again arati, then class. In this way, according to, because we have no natural, we have not awakened yet our natural love for Krishna. It requires practice. Practicing this Vidhi Bhakti. Compulsory. Vidhi Bhakti means the injunction of the sastras and the order of spiritual life. Well, one has to follow. Not whimsically we can do anything. Vidhi Bhakti is required. The sastra Vidhi Bhakti is the Vattate Kamakar. Kasav. Siddhi. Siddhi, what is that? Ramaprati Siddhi. Asukhana Napparanga. So, in the beginning, we have had faith. Not that because we have come to Vrindava, immediately we have become at home. No. Vidhi Bhakti must be followed. Regulated by the injunction of the sastra and by the order of spiritual master, believe. It's not incessant. The sastra believes. Who speaks of? Rupa Goswami has said also, Shruti Shruti Puranadi Pancharatri Ki Vidhi Vidhi. Again, believe. Shruti Shruti Purana, Pancharatri ki vidhin vina, Paikanthi ki harer bhakti, utpataye mukalpate. If you do not follow the vidhi as they are given in the Veda, Sruti, and Smriti as in the Bhagavad Gita. Sruti, Smriti, Purana, in the Purana, Padma Purana, Brahma, Vaivarta Purana, Agni Purana, Sattvic Purana. So Sruti, Sruti, Smriti, Purana, and Pancharatra, Nara Pancharatra. Sarvapādhi-nirmaktam tatparaktena-nirmalam Rishikena-rishikesa-sevanam-bhakti-vishya. This is Pancharatra. Our, in this age, Pancharatra is not Vaidic. Vaidic is very, very strict. Unless one is not born by a Brahmin father, he is not given that harmful of becoming a Brahmin. That is Vaidic Buddhism. But Antarashtri Buddhism means, although he is not born of a Brahmin family, if he has got a little tendency to become a Brahmin. Brahmin means Brahma-jāna-sīti-brahm. One feels inquisitive to understand Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramātmeti, Bhagavāniti, Sabda. He should be giving charm. Just as there is a little fire, fanning, and it becomes a big fire. So our process is, anyone, we pick up anyone. Kīrāta-hūnāṁya-parīrāta-pukpaśā. What is pick up is tūjya. Kīrā-sūgrāta-thā-vaiśyā. In the ordinary way, the three women, śūdra, the fourth man, and vaiśyā, they are taken together, not very intelligent. But Pancharatri Buddhi offers facilities in persons who are lower than this, Sriha Sudra Vaishya. Kirata Honanda Pulinda Pukta Sahira Kundha Javana Sataya. Janne to Papa. And less than that. Janne to Papa. Jagupasraya. Jagupasraya. A devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord, and if this person takes shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord, then Suddhanti, they become purified by following the injunction of the spiritual master. He knows how to deal with them, how to elevate them to the Brahminical position. So, that is not artificial. Śāstra says, Bhāgavata says, yes, by such expert management, these kirāta hūnānga, lower than the śūdra, śuddhanti, śuddhanti. That people protect, because we are giving the position of a brahmana to the next javana, javana prasada. Prasada means Mongolian. The Chinese, Japanese, and the Philippines, they are prasada. The Manipuri, Assamese, they are considered as prasad. So there is no distinction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given open declaration. Krishna bhajanate nahi jati kuladi disha. Anyone who is desirous of becoming Krishna conscious, it is open. Anyone can come. By proper training, by the expert spiritual master, everyone can be raised to the Brahminical platform and then Vaishnava platform. So Shuddhanti. So, how Shuddhanti? The general process is that unless one is not born in Brahmin family, he is not Shuddha. He is impure by birth. That is fact. But the devotee can change. This is new birth, undoubtedly. Just as the our European and American students, they are in new birth. They are given up their old birth practices. So birth is changed. Punarjana. So that is possible only by Krishna consciousness. If one has to change his body without changing body, the body is changed, but we see that the same body, but it is not the same body. It is Chirmar. The same example that the iron rod put it to the fire, it becomes red hot. So it is no longer iron. It is fire. Similarly, if we constantly keep ourselves in touch with Krishna consciousness, then the body is no longer material. It is spiritual. Therefore, the spiritual body is not burned. They are kept samadhi. Just like in Western countries, they live samadhi to everyone. Tomb and tombing. In India, the tomb is offered to very advanced spiritually person. You'll find many tombs in Vrindavan because their body is spiritual. This is it. So, there are so many things to be done for cultivating spiritual life in the human form of life. The Prahlad Maharaj is giving account that 50 years in sleeping and 20 years in playing and 20 years in oldness and 10 years simply being exhausted what to do, then life is quiet. Don't do this. Don't do this. Gandhi, there is a Bengali song, Pesha Manava Janma Amandhanam Arpava. Fortunately, you have got this human form of life, you will not get this opportunity. Don't spoil. So, let us follow the account of Vrindavan. Let us follow the Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haile Aku. It will be very, very anxious to follow the principles laid down by the six Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haile Aku. See, Kabe Hama Bujamasi Jugal. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumare Aas. Prathana Karaye Sada Narottama Das. Prathana Karaye Sada Narottama Das. Narottama Das. He has sung so many Vedic songs. Narottama Das has sung, although it is written in Bengali, it is considered as Shruti Vedic. Srinivasa Acharya has eulogized Narottama Das Thakur that your songs are Vedic evidence. Whatever Narottama Das Thakur has said in simple Bengali song, they are all Vedic evidence. Therefore, Narottama Das Thakur's prarthana are very popular and famous among the Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava, and others also. So we should not waste our mukbhasta, be fooled, or illusion, mukbhasta. Don't be. Even balle, in child, they should not be. Because there is no question of balla or vidha. At any moment, the life can be finished. There is no guarantee. Because a child, he is a child, he has got 100 years age. Well, let him play now. No. Let him. He should be killed now. This is the duty of the father and mother. Namo thayirga samukritam istu. One should not become father, one should not become mother. If he is not very careful to save the child from the imminent death. The imminent death does not mean motor accident. Imminent death means we are in the cycle of birth and death. It is the duty of the father and mother, the duty of the guru, the duty of the relative to save one another from the cycle of birth and death. This is real upakara. To save from the cycle of birth. Namo thayirta samapi kamrithum. This life, we are thinking that I am 8 years old or 9 years old. But it is not 8 years, it is mrityu. Mrityu, you are dying every moment. It is the life of mrityu. Therefore one has to say, Namo Thayirja Samapi Kamrityu. A child is grown up, 5 years old, suppose he lives 100 years. So that means he has already died 5 years. That would be mistook. Or we have gone 8 years old. That means suppose I live 100 years. We still have already died 8 years. That would be mistook. The whole life is mistook. Every moment we are dying. From the very birth. Suppose a child is born 1 hour before. So 1 hour past means he has died out of 100 years. The beginning of death. This is called mistake. So we are thinking we are going, we are living. This is our mukha. You are going, you are living, you are dying. Every moment. Dying, death is very much. It is called mrityu lok. So long you are in the material world. You are simply dying. That's all. At the end, when the balance of life will become or finished, we take at that time it is mrityu, but no. It is from the very birth there is mrityu. All. Dying. So, mukha, we are thinking we are living and going young, maybe it is saying, but he does not know that he is dying. That's what is explained, mukha, so illusion. He is taking death as life. Mukha. So one should not be so bilder, mukha, so. And waste time by playing. Human life is not meant for. Similarly, Jaya Vaska, Dehaska, Akalpaska, this is also very important. Generally, the old man does not know what is going to happen. He is in the hands of the nature. Ask anybody, any big man, old man, what you are going to do, I'll make some very important old man in London. One, he was Lord. I asked him, what is do? What is the end of the life? No, I shall die peacefully. He doesn't know that what is going to happen. Because the Christians, they do not believe in the next life. They think this life is finished, everything is finished. But that is not the fact. Because they cannot find out the soul. But that requires expert knowledge. That's like gold mine. Apparently, it appears that it is a stone. But one who is expert, soil expert, he can understand here is gold. It's like when I was in South Africa, even in the city, Johannesburg, there are so many gold mines within the city. Gold mines. So, ordinary man, how he know that there is gold in this soil? He must be expert to find out this soul within this body. It is not the business of rascals and fools. He must be very expert. Exactly like the soil expert. And then by analysis, this is called neti-neti, no-iti. This is very easy. If you think, study your body, take this finger, so you will say, my finger. Somebody will say, I finger. Just like this. Sometimes examine little child. What is this? Finger. So, the finger, whose finger? My finger. Head, my head. Leg, my head. Everything, my mind. And where is I? This is interesting. Everything is studying mind. And who is I? This very first step will establish the fact, the innocence of the third, that I am losing this body. Therefore I am sleeping more. So if one is expert in understanding and analyzing this body, neti-neti, this is blood, this is skin, this is urine, this is spill. Whole body analyzed. Then where is that eye? No, we cannot see. And how I cannot see? As soon as the eye is off, then whose soul, whose skin, whose bone? In this way, if we analyze, then we can understand that within this body, the eye is there. And what is this eye? Again, aham brahmasmi. This is father and conflict. But this is not still aham brahmasmi, I am God. No. Take concern, Bhagavad Gita. What is this? Aham. Aham means the part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma, Parabrahma Paramdham, Kuvittam Paramam Bhavam. So Krishna says, these Brahmas, these living entities, they're my part and parcel. That is our understanding. I am part and parcel of Krishna. So, one has to study the body, where is the eye, then what is the relationship of the eye, what is the position of the eye, what I am. This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from here to teach Sanatana Goswami. This eye, we are Jivera Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Dasa. This is the beginning of Chaitanya's teaching. Therefore, rascals, they cannot understand what is the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They think that this crazy fellow unnecessarily is chanting and dancing. Because they cannot understand what is this movement. This movement starts when one can understand what is I. From that point it starts. So what do you understand? Unless one comes to the understanding point, what I am, what will understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? That is the difference. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that without understanding, being a full number one, he is simply joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing. He understands immediately. Chaitanya Paramahansa. Immediately. And he understands what I am. So we should not waste our time, mugdhasya, balye, kaisara, and foolish old man, with disease and invalidity. No. We should immediately begin our spiritual life. Aham Brahmasmi. That is called Brahma Bhuti. If you come to this point, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am not this body. That is very fortunate, good fortune. The people and all men, whole throughout the whole world, they are under this body of spiritual life, and they cannot find out where is the soul. Where I am. So they are all fools and scared. So if one comes by cultivation of knowledge, spiritual knowledge, comes to understand that I am in this body, that is called Brahma Bhuta, Brahma Jnana, Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannasma, Natujati, Natam, Samaskarvesi Bhutesu, Madhavati, Ravati, Param. In this way, from the beginning of devotional life, is there, take advantage of the consciousness and make your life perfect. Thank you very much.